views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You're listening to Discovering You Again Radio with Susan Axelrod. Women facing down the second half of life, who are you putting first? Have you reached an age where you've seen it all, but still know there's more? Is life part two sneaking up on you? Look inside yourself and buckle up. We're just getting started. Don't settle for being comfortable in your skin. Break free and be radiant, inspired, confident, and abundant. These are your years. Take them and stop apologizing. Attack the second half of life with a purpose. Discovering You Again Radio with Susan Axelrod starts now.
Hey, everybody. I'm Dr. Pat, and I am here with Susan Axelrod because this is for women in the second half of life. Who are you now? Susan, great to be putting this show out here. What? Tell me, how does this feel for you?
Well, Dr. Pat, I'm excited. I feel surprisingly nervous, even though I've been practicing and preparing, but that's life. So the most important thing is I really cannot wait to share the message with women that the second half of life can be exactly what you want it to be.
You know, this is really what we're talking about here is like for you, after a couple of decades, right? You know, you're like so many women anxiously wondering if like, have I gotten this deal right? You know, is there a possibility for my future, even if I'm at a midpoint? Do I still have the same energy and encouragement and surprise and joy and optimism that I had when I was younger? And if not, why not? Right?
Well, in some ways, yes. But the good news is you actually have more now if you unleash it. So in my work, working with women in this life stage, I'm finding that this maturity offers an entirely different kind of outlook. Also, stage makes a big difference. Your kids are grown and gone. Your career is solid and set. You have opportunity. You have time that you didn't have before. So in many ways, there's more opportunity than ever before. And yeah, go ahead.
Well, let's talk about that opportunity. So you're walking down the street and it could be the street, whatever city you grew up in. And all of a sudden, something hits you like a ton of bricks. Maybe this is your story. Maybe not. Maybe it's not like that for you. But something hits you. And what hits you is this moment, what you call, Susan, a discover you transformation moment, right?
Yes.
Whatever that looks like, without judgment. For me, it was getting hit with a brick and not understanding why my highly successful life at the time just didn't work for me anymore. Mm. But for you, this is not just a show, but this is you helping countless women all over the world understand that there is a discover you moment. What was yours?
Can you see the grin on my face? I have such a grin on my face. This is so much fun. Thank you.
Yeah.
So mine actually started. I'm going to do a big reveal here. It's embarrassing, but this is real. Okay. So I went into therapy and hired my first coach about turning 50. When did I do it? When I was 47. So the truth is, it's the truth. At age 47, I began to look down the pipe and see 50, feel it coming on, and talk about a ton of bricks. That was one of my real discover you moments. And I was lucky to work with a coach at that time who helped me realize that when I was going to be turning 50, both of my kids were going to be out of the house. And my life was going to open up my time, my energy. And that was true. That's happened. So that was one of my discovering you moments.
So, you know, how did that feel? Let's talk about how that feels, because I'm always struck by where I am today. And, you know, I didn't really actually talk about this for a lot of years. And then I started to share what that moment was like for me. And then what happened to my behavior thereafter, right?
Yeah.
You know, I became unrecognizable to the people that managed me in the corporation. Here I was, a loyal, dedicated, 24 and a half year accomplished story of somebody starting in the mailroom at a very young age and working a way up and blah, 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 blah. And how ungrateful of me to then revolt. And you know, so for everybody listening, I wasn't doing drugs. That didn't cause it. I didn't go out and do a ayahuasca ceremony. That didn't cause it. But could it be exactly, Susan, as you just described?
Yes.
A moment that gets revealed.
Yes. The words unrecognizable, I had to write them down here. When you said unrecognizable, that is one of the things. Talk about how it feels. There's this thing that happens to us where we're going along living life, just as you described for you, other people, maybe parenting, you know, that may be their full-time job. She may be a mother, you know, going along living life. And suddenly this, as you come into this life stage and your kids begin to grow, you know, grow up and leave the house and you feel unrecognizable. How does it feel? It feels like, who am I now? It feels unrecognizable. And then there's another thing that you said I had to write down. How ungrateful of me to revolt. So I had that as well. I was living a beautiful life. And I, you know, again, reveal here, went into therapy to say, what is wrong with me? Why aren't I just grateful and just going on? And this is my contention. It is discovering you again as you come into and fully, you know, sit in the second half of life. It's finding something that's meaningful to you now and finding a purposefulness.
Yeah, what I love about this and what we're talking about today, because we're really going to heat it up here in a little bit, is right now in the media, and I'm not going to go into the details of it, but right now in the media, you know, there's somebody in the public arena who is being questioned about his honesty and truthfulness. And what I'm really struck by as I kind of watch on the sidelines, because, you know, for somebody like me, I went on to study the consequences of broken promises for a decade. Hello, a decade. Mm. And why did I do that? Because the event of my life at that time, Susan, that event had me stop dead in my tracks and question not only who I was in the moment, who I had become. And it was like I faced myself. Mm. And I bring this up because, you know, a lot of my friends text me and email me about what's going on today. And my answer back to them shocked them. And here's what I said, and this is what I want to talk to you about. Mm-hmm. Finding the truth of who I am, one, is not a black and white thing. It has no beginning and no end. Mm. I'm still, every day, I'm in search of that. Undoing things of my past is a absolutely consequential event because it cannot happen. The question really is, as I think about your message, what am I going to do to discover me? What do we each want to do to discover you? And that really is the power of what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And I thought about this today, especially after talking with you for so many weeks now, and all the text messaging I'm getting about what's going on today. And I said this, I wish the truth wasn't so messy. I wish the truth. Now, back in the day, you know, my priest would say, the truth is not very messy. I said, and I used to say to him when I was a practicing Catholic. I said, no, it's not very messy. But you know what's messy? Getting the consistent amount of Hail Marys and Our Fathers that you give me for the same thing I do every week. That's messy.
Repeatedly.
But here, let's talk about this. Is discovering you as you discovered you, was it messy or not?
It was messy. So I want to encourage every listener today to take a breath right now, to open up and to, you know, listen to what we're discussing about and bring it into you for yourself. It is messy. In the long run, it's beautiful. So you use the words honesty and truthfulness. And what I learned, Dr. Pat, is that what was necessary was for me to be honest with myself. It was to be truthful with myself. And what I learned is when that happened, I began to live a more authentic life. And on the other side, the way the messiness begins to get cleaned up is when you speak with an authentic voice. When you face your truth, when you live in an honest way with yourself, that you then really live in an authentic way. One of the things that happens to us, which leads to needing to rediscover ourselves again, is we become sort of, we live in this rote and we begin to, you know, think and live and act and speak in a way that is not really us, but it's more like what society expects of us. And that leads to something that's messy because what's up here is different than what's down here, you know, down here. And so that, you know, that's what happened to me. I began to find my authentic voice. And what was messy about it? Honestly, it wasn't easy here at home. You know, my husband married a person and lived, you know, for 20 plus years. And who's this now? Talk about messy. That was messy. But thankfully, we cleaned that up.
Well, you know, what we're going to talk about too today is really the tenets, the beauty of Discover You Radio. And, you know, what it means when we're talking about discovering you again. Radio. See, I love that again word. Discovering you again.
Yes.
And what that implies, when we come back, we'll talk about it, is that, you know, we're like a beautiful lotus. You know, we open, we shut. We open, we shut. And sometimes we are often, or shall I say, sometimes we are surprised at what the revelation of that's going to be. But the one thing that you do to help people is you acknowledge the fact that the process of discovering you again is a beautiful one. It is a one that we should honor in each and every one of us. When we come back, we're going to be talking about that. And we're going to be talking about this fabulous radio show. And what is the most amazing coach, Susan Axelrod? What is she going to be doing? What is she going to be taking on with this conversation? Because if you're going to take on discovering you again, boy, I guarantee you she's going to discover a bunch of things. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you ready to finally feel empowered and knowledgeable in your political stance? Let Marsha Padilla-Goad educate you on exactly how important grassroots advocacy is in a relatable way to all perspectives. Tune in to Grassroots Advocacy Radio with Marsha every first Tuesday of the month at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit DynamicsInPublicAffairs.com.
Are you feeling stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a healthy relationship filled with inspiration? You might just be on the verge of attracting your soulmate. Tune in each month to The Laura Richer Show, where dating coach Laura Richer and co-host matchmaker Peggy Bennett share tools for using your dating breakdown for a relationship breakthrough. For more information, visit richerhealinghypnosis.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nooshin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Yes, yes, yes. This is what I love to introduce to all of you. I want to just tell you a bit about Discovering You Again Radio with Susan Axelrod. Susan, let's talk a little bit before we talk about the direction of the show and what you're going to be doing. How can people find out more about you and tell us about the work that you have said yes to as you discover you again to help other people discover themselves again?
Yes, yes, thank you. I can be found on Facebook at Susan Axelrod. I'm there all the time doing Facebook Live videos, commentary workshops. Please look for me. Also, my website is called whatwillyourlegacybe.com. What will your legacy be? This is the nature of the end result of this work together. So, Dr. Pat, I want to say, how did I start doing this? This work found me. This work found me. As I went through my own discovering you again moment, as I did the work, as I evolved my own truth and defined, or first found and then began to define my authentic voice, I began speaking with other women and other women began speaking with me. And so then I launched as a coach and people find me all the time. And so I am having this conversation with people every day, all the time. And by that, I mean with strangers on a bus even. So I want to say that one of the things that happened to me was as I started this part of my journey, I began to realize that there was a lot of research about this. There have been so many studies written about middle-aged women. I call us women in midlife, middle-aged women. And in particular, feeling invisible. Now, I'm a strong, powerful woman. I've had a leadership voice since I was 14. So I was never invisible. I did get buried a little bit. Okay, granted, life, you know, you get buried a little bit under real life. But when I started reading these studies, I found a study. This goes back a few years. I saw it when I was 53, and it was 1 year old at that point. I won't tell you what year that was, but it wasn't that long ago. And it was in the Huffington Post, and it was based on a study of women who began to feel invisible and dismissed in society by the time they were 50. There were thousands of women surveyed. 75% felt ignored by men when they walked into a crowded room. 50% felt as if they had been left on a shelf. 60% felt that society was geared towards younger women. Only 15% of the women in this study reported feeling confident in any area of their life. Now, this is relevant because my coaching is called Confident Life Coaching. This is the nature of the work that I do.
Well, you know, one of the things that we're talking about is how we go through something in our life, Susan. And, you know, whether it could be anything, but it's something that causes us to really question ourselves, to look at our lives. You know, we look inside. But then we see ourselves on the outside world, and the inside and the outside start to do this battle. It's like all of a sudden you're having a, you know, Pac-Man event within you, right? And yet for those people that are listening, you all know what I'm talking about. What happens with someone like you though, Susan, is you look at this and you say, I'm not alone. And there are other women in the world that are going through this, and I think I can help them. And that's what Discovering You Again is really about, is discovering you again so that those folks that are listening really understand and believe. See, believe is a word. Believe that they can have the most amazing life. It doesn't have to be like at 20.
Yes. Yes, I want to talk about this. It not only does it not have to be like it was at 20, it is better than ever.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Right? So I want to talk about this. We are talking about transformed mindset. You're going along in life and the mindset evolves, it gets created and it evolves in, you know, according to whatever it is that you're doing. But as your power, basically what happens, what I learned myself is that your power gathers and gathers and gathers until we get to this, you know, life state and it's just waiting to be unleashed. So talk about believe. If you can possibly transform your mindset from these old negative belief patterns, I'm not enough, I'm, you know, too heavy, I'm not attractive, I'm not smart enough, I don't have the skills because I stayed at home. I mean, I could go on and on about these negative belief patterns that get created over the course of those years. I can't do anything except this. And if we could believe that there is something positive on the other side, just ahead, if we can take that breath, you know, for people who are just listening to me, I just sat my body up. I stretched my back out and opened the front of my body. This is a posture. It's a body structure that I like to teach so that you can feel the power of that.
What we're talking about here is that is not just a metaphor, but we are connected, mind, body, and spirit, or some people say mind, body, and soul. And the longing for us to discover ourselves again, discover you again, that is for me, or at least my reflection upon it, is something that I refer to a lot of times as, you know, that was my soul crust busting moment, you know, where my soul was saying to me, oh my goodness, honey, you are so crusted over. You have so forgotten everything that makes you you, and you've just become this giant load of crust, and we need to get your attention in whatever way, Pat, we can get your attention, right? Now look, some people get brushed by a feather and they have a spiritual, they have an awakening. Other people, it takes maybe, I'm walking down the street and I just stumble a little bit on the concrete. Other people like me, it's a jackhammer. And I don't want to keep doing that. But in the context of that, as you look at your show and you think about where are we going with this, right? What is it you want to bring to the listeners? You know, what is the direction of the show and some of the topics you want to cover, especially since we are talking about the soul?
Thank you so much. I love talking about the soul. I love talking about it so much that I actually wrote article after article for 18 months in a global online magazine. And I took those articles and I put them together in a book called Your Job Is to Be, an anthology to inspire soul connection. So two things. You've brought up soul, one of my favorite topics. I'm going to talk about that. And you're asking, what are we going to talk about in this show? The first thing that we're going to talk about is Vision Pat. I want to encourage and inspire women to set a vision for themselves for the second half of life. One of the things that happened while I'm reading these studies and research, there was an article in Reader's Digest magazine. Reader's Digest has 18.3 million in their audience. 62% of them are women. Do you think they're going to put articles that don't speak to this target market? No. This article was called What 50 Looks Like Now, The Invisibility of Middle-Aged Women. You know, once again, invisible, no soul, seeing through them, right? So we are going to talk about setting a vision for how you want your life to look. Pat, a 69-year-old woman contacted me, and she contacted me, and in my discovery call, this was life-changing for me. She said to me, I want to do coaching because I'm trying to figure out what the next 20 years of my life look like. She was 69. And that is what I'm talking about. It's creating a vision for yourself, finding some personal inspiration. Now, I teach people self-leadership. Self-leadership. It's up to you. The opportunity is yours. We're going to be talking about finding what is meaningful to you now. How do you do that? You reprioritize your values. You reprioritize your values. Your values stay the same, but now they're in maybe a little bit of a different order. So we're going to talk also about purposefulness. Purposefulness. Feeling like you're on purpose. What is purposeful in your life? We're going to be talking about direction. Where are you headed? What is the impact you want to make? And I have tools that I'm going to share.
But when we think about this and we think about the tools, this is what I love about this. We're going to talk about this when we come back. Every time I think about, you know, how an angel has showed up in my life, I think about what they showed up with, right? And there's always been some insight. We're calling them tools. Right? We'll talk about this when we come back. But I've had so many angels in my life at a very young age, really young age. But there's always been something that they shared, right, that has been embedded in my toolkit. Mm. That here we are. And even if we are moving into this second part of life, the question is, how deep is our toolkit? How deep is it? And why is it that we want to build a toolkit full of possibilities? Mm-hmm. The reason being, sometimes you got to know when to hold them and sometimes you got to know when to fold them. And you got to have the right tool to figure that out. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L, on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. at 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Are you new to playing with the law of attraction or a seasoned pro looking for an easy and organized way to monitor your co-creation endeavors as you draw them from the immaterial planes into your physical reality? Then join me over at goldenotter.us for bi-monthly new and full moon rituals where we plant seeds of intention, then harvest the fruits of our desires as part of a dynamic community in the members-only Lunar Manifestations Forum. I'm Autumn Seibel, host of Golden Otter Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream, and I can't wait to meet you.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at louparadise.com.
The knowledge book currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light shamanic healer Brie Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Brie as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Thursdays at 3 p.m. Pacific for the Dr. Brie Show, The Goddess Emergence, and live the authentic life.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. I'm so thrilled to be introducing all of you to Discover You Again Radio with Susan Axelrod, who I'm talking with here today. Susan, look, how can women work with you? Tell us about that. And then we're going to talk about discovering the leader in each and every one of us. But how do we find out more about you?
Okay. Thank you for asking. First of all, my website, whatwillyourlegacybe.com. Whatwillyourlegacybe.com. Secondly, I'm very active on Facebook. I love having people find me on Facebook, Susan Axelrod. It's my personal page. I pop on there frequently to do Facebook Lives. I love to engage and interact with you on my Facebook Lives. And I'm a coach. The nature of the work that I do every day here is working one-to-one with women in confidence coaching. I help women get clear, I help them get confident, and then we make a plan of action. I also have an online course that I've created in response to all of what we're discussing, Dr. Pat. All these conversations led me to create an online course by the same name, Discovering You Again. It's a monthly course, and I have a special for your listeners, and for our listeners at Transformation Talk Radio. And it's really all of this content. Every month we get together once a month, and then there's tools that are shared attached to each monthly session. And you can find information on that course right at the top of my website, right at the announcement bar at the top of the screen.
Wow. Look, I think we're going to go ahead and skip the next break if we could, Benny, Carter, Susan.
Yep.
This has been this next thing we're going to talk about. And I know once you're rolling with your show, you're going to be tackling all of this and more. But I want to open up the phone lines for those of you out there that are thinking, wow, I don't even know where to begin with what these two are talking about. We're here to help you. It's 15 years I've been doing this. And I started this when I was really not at a good place in my life. And so the energy of the show really was crust-busting your way to an awesome life. But the energy of that was my desire. I wanted to reach a million people. It's on my business card back then, and help them live life full out. I wanted to do that. And I wanted to do that because somewhere along the way to being me and believing I have failed at a job, right? Failed at a relationship, failed. Believing that I had failed, I learned one thing from a mentor. Get out of your own way and go help somebody else. Let's talk about that, because part of this is in doing that, Susan, as you have committed to doing, as I have committed to doing through the radio show and the network, is I discovered an inner leadership trait. And I hesitate to say that because so long I couldn't lead myself out of a paper bag. And I'm not even sure I know what it means. Tell us about that.
Okay. So I'm going to say something here that might
be
a little, I'm just going to say it. It might be a little risky, but I'm going to say it, Dr. Pat. And I can only say this because I did it, okay? I only use my authentic voice. Everything, the reason I coach, I have a whole intuitive layer to what I do is that I use my authentic voice. There's something that happens to women. There's a lot of women who are just sitting in it, Dr. Pat. They're just sitting in it. And honestly, I love every one of you listening. I literally, honestly love you. And from that place of love, I want to encourage you to like just take that breath and open your eyes and wonder, am I just sitting in it? What does that mean? Am I unhappy? Am I, you know, resentful in my life? Am I angry inside? Am I feeling invisible? Am I feeling, you know, not quite okay? These are the questions. We talked about things being messy before. It is a little messy. These are the questions we want to encourage you to ask yourselves. And Dr. Pat, you know, you have listening to you today, you have faced a lot. You never had to. I don't know what your life would have been like if you had to, but look at what your life has become since you faced your truth, and that is self-leadership. Taking responsibility for asking these questions of yourself. You know, for me, if somebody had said to me, stop blaming your husband, right? Or for some people, stop blaming your mother. You know, you're a grown person, whoever she was, whatever she did, you know, cut that string. Take responsibility. When you take responsibility for yourself, for your thoughts, for your feelings, for your actions, for your behavior, that is when you get the control. This is seminal to self-leadership. When you take responsibility, you get the control. I'm not saying, oh, it's so easy. No, my friends, no, it wasn't easy, but I was committed. I had this deep desire and I was committed. So I have a few tools, Dr. Pat, I could share a couple.
Yeah, let's do it. We're going to go ahead and skip the next break. So, and then Benny, for sure, 1-800-930-2819, because I want to make sure we get folks want to call in and get some advice real time here.
Okay. Well, I'd love
that's what this year is about, Susan. Yeah. This is about you and me. And by the way, we did something called a holistic makeover a bunch of years ago. Mm-hmm. The demand for us to bring that back is so strong. We are going to launch it right after we finish our launch of our network this year, probably in the fall. But we're talking about an energy.
Complete energy. It's completely energy. All right. Now, really, where does that energy come from? It comes from this. It comes from that breath. I just did it again. If you can't see me, I just, when I said that it comes from this, I lifted up my upper part of my body. And I have learned so much. Women, you know, our shoulders get stooped. We don't pay attention to our body structure. I have learned so much the difference of bringing these shoulders back and down and taking that breath. Okay, so taking that breath, that's one of my tools, taking that breath. Now, I have a tool that I want to share with you in real time. It's called What If Positive. What if, comma, positive. How did I create this tool? Because I used to live with anxiety and depression. That's not such a big reveal. I'm one of millions of people and women, you know, who used to live with this. I no longer have it now. So I was always asking, oh my gosh, what if this happens? Oh my gosh, what if that happens? What if this happens? What if it was all what if negative? And over time, as I began my own mindset transformation, I moved to the positive, not to become Pollyanna, no, just to develop a healthier outlook of life for myself. So my what if positive tool is this. I invite you to try it. Think about a situation that is making you nervous, scared, uncomfortable, or anxious, and imagine the possibilities. Imagine the possibility that it could go right. So full reveal, I'm here on this radio show and I was nervous about it. And I could have said, what if negative, right? What if my tech goes wrong? What if I do terrible? What if it, you know, doesn't go well? What if Dr. Pat doesn't like me? What if we have on-air silence? I mean, I could have gone on and on. But instead, I used my own tool. I created my tools and I used them. And I did a whole what if positive. What if it goes great? What if there's a listener out there who does this thing, just sitting up, taking that breath and feels that bit of power? What if there's lots of people who look for me on my website and find me? What if there's new friends on my Facebook page who I can say, hey, how are you? You know, and on and on. This tool is called What If Positive. It may take you some time, but I implore you to try it and practice it. It does take a little practice. I guess it's so organic to me now, but I promise you that it will help you. Dr. Pat, I have another one, unless there's anything you want to say.
No, I'm trying to write notes down here so people on Facebook don't see me like bending down and writing. I'm trying to take notes, but believe me, I'm going to go back and listen to this, because what you're talking about, what you just gave people to do, can we engage the audience right now? And everybody listening, Susan's going to ask you to think about your what if and write it down. And if you're driving, you cannot do that. But please, please do this. What if? Now, Susan, what I love about this is, and I know you're going to be doing this a bunch of times moving forward, but I think each of us, if I might say this is the truth for me, each of us has a sticking point, a stuck point. Something right now in our consciousness that we don't believe in a million bleeping years. We don't believe that even though we desire it with every cell in our body, every beat of our heart, we desire it. We don't think we're going to get it. And in our minds, we have conjured up not a yellow brick road, but a dark black charcoal road. What if? What if? What if it was already? So take us on a journey and an exercise where people right now can conjure up a what if on something in their life that they believe ain't going to happen to me today, buddy.
Can you see me sitting here so excited to do this? Okay.
Because we are the champions.
We are the champions. Okay. Here we go, folks. I invite you to take a breath. Take a breath and open. Take a breath and love yourself. Just start with a breath. Just start with a breath. Give yourself a break from the negativity. Take that breath. You have something going on that you feel stuck about, something that you deeply desire and you can't figure out how to move to that place or how to make that happen. I want to ask you, how do you feel? How do you feel being in that stuck place? We don't have a whole lot of time today, so I'm going to kind of speak a little fast, and I just, you can watch the recording of this. So.
Well, you're going to be back. We should let everybody know this is just one show.
Okay.
We're going to be doing an entire series here.
Okay, that's right. So yeah. Thank you. All right, so good. So, okay, so take a breath and ask yourself, how do you feel right now? How do you feel? How does it feel to be stuck? How does that feel? How do you feel? This is how we break through the crust that Dr. Pat is talking about. This is how we begin to believe. How do I feel? The feeling probably doesn't feel very good. It's not my tool, the feeling scale, but I use the feeling scale. So I go there 0 to 5 and 5 to 10. 5 to 10 is good. 0 to 5 is bad. So I want to be in the 5 to 10 area. But if you're so stuck in the way that Dr. Pat just laid out, then probably you feel in the 0 to 5 area. You may be very low. You may be close to the mid. Our goal is just a little bit better. I'm laughing inside because I know my friend Debbie is listening and she's going to be like, go Susan on the feeling scale, because this has helped.
Debbie.
Yes, this has helped her so much. So to move out of that stuck place, ask yourself, how do I want to feel about that thing? I just want to feel a little bit better. I want to feel like I'm moving. Dr. Pat, you know, we don't necessarily go from 0 to 100. Maybe we go from 0 to 1, 1 to 2, give ourselves a break. Why? Why does everything have to be so quick and perfect? As women, this is what we do to ourselves, right? Society tells us, we tell ourselves. You used the word before, failure. I failed at things. Well, maybe you just didn't keep trying. Maybe you just didn't try new things. Maybe you were stuck inside yourself. And so in that place of stuckness that we're sitting, ask yourself, how can I help someone else? What is there something that I can do to get outside of myself around this thing? When you bring that to this space, you literally, it's like magic. You elevate yourself up out of that stuck place. Your ankles, you know, they're like stuck in that muck and mire. When you begin to get outside of yourself, you know, when you talk about stuckness, you're all in. I want something. I want this. I deeply desire this. Why? Why? Probably most likely we're women. It's for someone else. It's for something else. It's to impact something else. It's to engage someone or inspire someone or to help your family or friends or whatever. And so that's one of the ways that I want to encourage you to, you know, open up and visualize the possibility of moving through from that place that you're stuck in to the place that you want to be. If I learned one thing, I mean, I cannot say how profoundly my life was changed by being okay with just taking one step at a time. You know, that feeling of never good enough and that feeling of not happening soon enough and why can't and all of that. No, that's not the way I live. Me, I'm on a path and I just take one step at a time in a forward moving direction. Just that alone can bring you really great relief. And finally, I want to share my golden rule with you. Susan's golden rule.
Do it.
Get okay with being okay. Get okay with being okay. Why do you have to be perfect? Why can't we just be okay and get okay with that? That's where we can begin to really reframe, really revise, really transform our mindset, which affects our, you know, body and our behavior to, you know, lead the life, the confident and clear life that we want to lead.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, here's the key. Let's talk about this. We got a few minutes left. Back in the day, there was a book called I'm Okay, You're Okay. When that book came out, it was like, what? but then it was like, what? So what I love about okay is it's hard to really embrace the fact that you are, I am magnificent. Mm. It's hard to get to, I am like rock star, happy, enjoy. I am like that.
Right.
It's hard to get there if you don't believe you're okay.
Right.
You can't get from X to the moon if you do not like yourself. Mm-hmm. It's impossible.
Yes.
You can pretend and have a faux, like, what is that, faux fur? You can have, like, a faux fad about yourself, a faux fad about yourself, and go on life. Because I know this one, Susan, I know you know this one, too. We can have a belief about ourselves, and on the outside world, everybody thinks we got it going on. And then we look in the mirror like I did in 1990. Mm. But today, this show of discovering you again is one to discover you are okay. And that baseline, that becomes like the 3-foot foundation you put in before you build your house.
Yes.
Without it, you got nothing to step on, girl.
Yes. And I cannot wait for listeners to join us again next time, because we are going to talk about those two words that I used to mock and dread in my old self, self-love.
What?
What? What does this mean? What does this mean? What does that mean? That's what I used to say. What does that mean? That's so stupid. Self-love. That's so stupid. That was the old me. I used to mock that. But then, thank God, I had my breakthrough and all of that, to really know that we need to come from that okay self place in order to get higher and further ahead, to just be okay with ourselves, with our bodies, with our hair and everything else. Dr. Pat, you used the words, I'm magnificent. No, society says, oh, you're arrogant. You're so conceited if you say that. You and I, in rediscovering yourself again, we're like, I'm magnificent. And that's a part of this thesis. It's okay to be really great, because as women, we're not really great all about ourselves. No, we're really great to help the world be okay, to help the world be great. And so that's another thing that we really are going to be talking about. I just wanted to make reference, Dr. Pat, to the show Grace and Frankie. Yes, of course. We talked about, there's a lot of studies. There's so much research. There's articles. I mean, I have so many articles that I could refer to, but popular culture is one of the things that shows you if something is, in real time.
Right.
Well, Grace and Frankie pretty much is all I need to say here.
Well, look. That, for those of you, that's like a television deal on
Netflix.
Oh my God, am I going to get it
Netflix.
Right or wrong? I think it's on Netflix, but
yeah,
it could
Netflix.
Be on Amazon Prime, but I think it is Netflix. I don't remember.
It is.
But the deal is that anybody that watches that show, here's what people say. Whether you are in that generation, whether you are the daughters of people in that, or the granddaughters, or anybody, you get it.
Yes.
They portray the ups, the downs, the challenges, everything from starting a business later on in life to using a lubricant for sex, right? That's the show. There's a level of rawness that both Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin portray.
Yes.
That we have to discover again for ourselves. We have to discover that. That's the body of work you do.
Yep.
Thank you for doing it.
Yes. Thank you. And it absolutely is. And Dr. Pat, just to verify what you just said is true, my 24 and 28-year-old daughters binge watched Grace and Frankie. So that, and I'm in the middle there. I'm in that middle, So I'm so excited to be you know, with Transformation Talk Radio. I'm so excited to be doing this with you, Dr. Pat. I want to thank you so much. And I really want to thank each and every person who either is listening to us live or listening to this on a recording, and let you know that it's all you. It's all you. And I can't wait for you to rediscover you again.
Yeah, awesome. And yes, you guys texting me and messaging me, I actually did say the word lubricant. So what? Thank you all for give out your website, Susan. I think I'm blushing. Give out your website.
My website, whatwillyourlegacybe.com. Whatwillyourlegacybe.com. I really would love to hear from you.
Thank and this radio show is going to kick it up right here on Transformation Talk Radio. I want to thank Carter, everybody on the team, Benny, pushing the right buttons, Linda for making me a better person by being my friend. We'll see y'all next time.
You've been listening to Discovering You Again Radio with Susan Axelrod on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in, and be sure to catch us next month on the fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as Susan Axelrod helps answer that burning middle-aged question, what now? Get ready to dive in and be radiant in your skin. Connect to a dialogue of fun, encouragement, and new ways to tackle your future. For more about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.